Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'll tell you who else is in the know. Mary Kay Cabot, who we love to talk to every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. Did you vote for the running elf, the regular elf, or what else? Helmets, I think, were the other option.
I recused myself from voting, but good for the running elf. I think the fans will love that.
Wait a minute. Mary Kay, you could have voted, right? Did you, why couldn't you have voted?
Oh, I just didn't feel like that I should have done that.
She has better things to do, Andy.
Well, that's an answer. I would have accepted that answer. You're like, I have other things going on, and whatever they put at the center of the field is fine with me. I would have been good with that, too. All right, Mary Kay, we've had a day to digest everything that's going on. Just as we look back at a week one victory, which seems very hard to even come out of my mouth, the fact that I said that, what did we learn on Sunday?
Well, we learned that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are absolutely going to have to help carry the day while Jacoby Brissett finds his way in this offense and with this passing game. So that's number one. Then we also learned that the defense can be as dominant as we all thought it would be, but it absolutely 100% has to clean up the issues in the back end. And I think they will do that. I think that those were largely a function of the fact that, you know, I watched practice and training camp every single day, and I don't know that there was ever a time that I saw Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome out there practicing together. I mean, if that happened, it didn't happen very often because of injuries. And I think, you know, when you get out there and you have to put it out, you know, in a game, it's hard to do that when you haven't practiced it together. And then Greedy Williams got injured, and then you have Martin Emerson in there, and Martin did a great job. But sometimes, you know, just the whole process back there can get a little confusing if you guys haven't worked on it all together. So that's what that was all about, I think.
Mary Kay, more of a concern. The defense, you know, having those big issues late and the Panthers scoring on their final three real possessions of the game, or the offense just looking out of sync when they were trying to do anything but hand off?
Well, I do think it's a concern that the offense is out of sync, but now they know what they're dealing with. A lot of times you really don't completely understand what you have on a unit until you get it out there when the lights are on and the fur is flying. You don't really get it. So now they know what they have a little bit more. They've got some data in Jacoby Brissett, a new center for them in Ethan Posich, a bunch of new receivers. So, you know, now they have something to build on and work with. They know that he has a really good connection with Donovan Peoples-Jones. The Browns know that DPJ is going to go out there and win his contested one-on-one matchups. And Jacoby Brissett is going to trust him to win those footballs. And then, you know, now I think they see some things that Anthony Schwartz can do and contribute, and I think that's good because they need him. They're going to have to find a way to get their tight ends more involved. I mean, David Njoku had one target for 7 yards, and perhaps that's the way the game plan worked out, but it just seems to me that you're going to need to rely on him a ton more going forward. So they know what they can do well. Again, that's running the ball and, you know, having Nick and Kareem out there. I wrote yesterday that they've got to do that more often. I'm glad they finally did it. That was about half a dozen times for that. And you need your best playmakers out there on the field at any given time, and those are certainly two of them.
Mary Kay, it's okay that a quarterback had a shaky start. You know, I think that Jacoby Brissett can certainly play better. But the thing about this season to me, you know, you're not trying to develop Jacoby Brissett, you know, like the Niners are trying to develop Trey Lance. You're not, there's no need to sit through rough play. And so I wonder if Kevin Stefanski, let's just say it doesn't click next week, and you're not going to make a change on a short week, you know, going into the Pittsburgh game. But I wonder, because you want to get to Deshaun Watson in as great a shape as possible, since they're probably not married to Jacoby Brissett, I wouldn't be stunned if the play doesn't get better if they go to Josh Dobbs and give it at least a look, play both guys, something like that, Mary Kay. You?
Well, you know, I cannot answer that because I just don't think that that they have that in mind right now at all. I've advocated for, you know, having available a package of plays for Joshua Dobbs when you need a spark and you need things to go a little bit quicker, perhaps you need some energy, that maybe you could do something like that. But a lot of teams, a lot of coaches do not like to disrupt the rhythm of the starting quarterback. They really are loath to do that. I don't think it's as much of an issue as a lot of people do. So I don't think I would necessarily turn the whole offense over to him, but I would sprinkle him in strategically at times to get a little bit more juice if and when you need it. But I also think that Jacoby, now that he's got that one under his belt, now that he's got a little bit of confidence, now that he knows what he's going to get out of some of his guys, I think he's going to play faster and with more confidence.
Mm. All right, so let's talk about some of the receivers. Like you know, I thought Anthony Schwartz, I don't, if I was his coach, I would be like, okay, this is why we kept him, because he was under such scrutiny during the preseason. And like, I think that and Jeff and I were talking about this, is that if you look at Schwartz and the confidence they showed in him to make him a part of the team and, you know, not worry about what happened in the preseason, that's kind of the formula. I think that if anyone's out there thinking that Jacoby Brissett could be replaced quickly, I don't see it. Like, I don't think the front office is as quick on the trigger as maybe the fans are. So that, you know, if you use Schwartz as kind of the bar on tolerance of giving someone the opportunity to play a position, I would think that he would be the bar and that every other player would be in that same kind of situation. Does the philosophy make sense? Am I right or am I a little bit off?
Well, you know, they watch these guys in practice every day. And now we can't watch all of practice anymore. We can only watch the beginning, but they know what they're looking at. They go back and they watch that film and they watch that tape and they see what he can do against the Denzel Wards and the Greg Newsoms and the Grant Delpits and those guys. And so they, you know, they're not just thinking, oh, well, you know, we just have some hunch that he's going to be any good. They see what he can do and they believe in him. And I think their belief in him is helping Anthony Schwartz. And he can be a tremendous success story if he can, you know, get that confidence back and get rolling along. And you can do that sometimes with, again, some of those reverses and some of the, you know, the jet sweeps and those kinds of things. And then as time goes along, if you hit a couple of those big explosive plays, it's going to help everybody. It loosens up the defense. It creates space. Sometimes just having him out there on the field will help you create space for other guys because you have to account for him possibly streaking down the field and catching that go route. So he's valuable because of the things that he can do, and he's working really, really hard. And, you know, I, for one, always really pull for guys like that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. It took a 58-yard field goal with time running out to make everybody happy. Mary Kay, can you imagine what the feeling would be like in town now had Cade missed that kick and the Browns coughed up a 20-7 lead? So even though everybody's giddy about it, man, there are some things that need to get fixed, but, man, he sure looked good.
Yeah, I mean, good for Cade. Now, people totally disagreed with me and laughed at me when I sort of only half in jest said that I would have drafted him at number 99 overall. This was before the draft. That I would have taken him with that compensatory pick at the end of the third round, thinking it was a bonus pick anyways. Why not? I mean, this is somebody that you need to add to your football team. Why take the risk of somebody swooping in front of you and grabbing him in the fourth round? I would have done it. And I acted like I was kind of kidding, but I really wasn't kidding about that. That's how important I think Cade York is, and that's how smart I think the front office is for drafting him and adding him to this football team, because I do think he's good for probably 3 victories a year. It changes your offensive strategy. You can do things differently. I mean, he kids around about just get me to the 40. I actually think you could possibly even get him to the 45. You know what I mean? Like, he is Superman, and good for him. And he's 21 years old, which is just remarkable, because he's got a great mental makeup, and, you know, he's built for this. We have to see what he's going to do in, you know, ice and snow and rain in November and December. But so far, he looks like a Pro Bowler to me.
Yeah, it's hard to believe he was in high school 4 years ago. Like, that to me is just, it's mind-boggling when we saw that kid, hit that kick. Let's fix the defense. You know, when they walk it back and look through the tape of what happened to the defense in the fourth quarter, what do you think they saw, and where do you think we're going with it?
Well, I mean, really, again, it was a couple of breakdowns. It was 3 plays that they just didn't catch themselves on, and that was the 50-yarder, the 75-yarder, and then it was Christian McCaffrey picking up the loose ball and running with it for 28 yards. You add all of that up, and that's most of their offense. That was it on those 3 plays. So when they watched that in the film room yesterday, they could see exactly where they went wrong, and now they know they have to go back to the drawing board and fix those mistakes. There were communication errors, might have been the wrong call that they had on the 50-yarder to the tight end. So, you know, they know what they have to do. The players know what they have to do. And I'm sure that you will see fewer of those going forward.
So you get the New York Jets. Opportunity, Mary Kay. And whatever happened in game 1 against the Panthers, the Browns took advantage of it. You take advantage of it here. And all of a sudden, I would think this team feels pretty good about itself, because – and I don't want to say treading water, because you're not. You have 11 games. You better go out and play and win. But a 2-0 start, I don't think that's happened since, what, 93? So it would be a wonderful way to get Jacoby Brissett, all the new guys, everything moving in the right direction, especially with the nasty schedule that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the ones that you have to win. But to hear Robert Saleh talk right now, he is a very, very confident football coach. And he doesn't think that people are doing his football team a service by counting them out and overlooking them and acting like they're just an easy victory for whoever plays them next. So, you know, the Browns should probably take that to heart and realize that he's a great coach. He's going to have these guys playing really hard. They've added a lot of really good players to their football team this year. Things aren't going for them the way they intended. They have Joe Flacco starting for them. So, the Browns should win this game, but they also have to make sure that they are not looking ahead to that gauntlet of tougher 7 games beyond these few.
Mary Kay, I haven't had a chance to ask anybody this, but it looked like on TV and from what I had heard pregame that there were a ton of Browns fans in Charlotte. And I'm also wondering, I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a unique atmosphere. I would think the hype would be as good as it's been in a long time at the stadium on Sunday, just because they're coming in, they've won a game, and there's some confidence around this team.
Well, you know, there's always hype for the Browns home opener, and, you know, it will be exciting. And I know fans are so excited about so many players on the team. I mean, if they're not over the moon for Jacoby Brissett yet, they are for Nick Chubb. I mean, what a game by Nick Chubb. They are that for Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney and Kareem Hunt and some of the other players on this football team. So there's going to be a lot of excitement down there. And, I think the Browns are going to win this game. So obviously that will ratchet up the intensity. But I think, you know, I think there's a lot to be excited for on Sunday.
Mary Kay, thank you as always. We love talking to you every Tuesday at 11 o'clock throughout the season and throughout the year as well. So Mary Kay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reading on cleveland.com and of course the Plain Dealer every day. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
She is Mary Kay Cabot, and she was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.